Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 226. We are just like Fox News, but blacker. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. And today's shoes of the day, the throwback Puma Suede Classics. Yeah, I told you, I'm the old man in the club, man. Sitting here with the homie King Germ, say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking in podcasting today, I'm not Shupak Shakur, and the shoes of the day are my Germany edition Adidas flip-flops from FIFA 12 or 60, whatever the last FIFA was.
You never have closed-toe shoes on, ever.
I wear them at work because I have to. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, look, it's all right, man. Shit's so real, my nigga. I got, my feet are too toned, meaning like, you can see like
where
I
wear. You got 10 lines on your feet?
I got 10 lines on my feet where my flip-flops be at.
Wait, but you wear flip-flops with socks.
Not no more, man. Y'all told me that shit was whack. And plus, you know, once you get a little, some athlete's feet, man, you gotta let them toes breathe, man. So, yeah.
Damn.
Catch me with the volcanic ash skating through your town, man.
Hey, man, you know, it's another episode in here. At the end of this episode or either on the post, I'm going to post what Killer Mike said. It really got me thinking about this shit. Did you hear that, Killer Mike, at the town hall meeting?
Hell yeah, and that was at a church, my nigga.
That shit was real as fuck.
He told them niggas straight up. He was just like, yo, you said you're going to post it, so I'm going to let y'all niggas hear.
Nah, we can spoil it. They know what's going
on. Fuck it. They you know what I'm saying? Killer Mike was like, yo, he asked the crowd, how many of y'all can fish? You know, how many of y'all can hunt? How many of y'all can grow your own food? He said, well, shit, none of y'all, y'all can't do shit. He was just like, he said, if you ain't able to provide for your people, and he said, don't you talk about rebel. He said, why are we going to send these little young niggas out here? Like the same young niggas we pick on all the time for being weak as fuck. How we going to send these niggas out here? They ain't prepared for shit. They don't know how to tie a tie. They don't know how to do nothing. No manly skills. So what the fuck them niggas going to do? Not a goddamn thing. Killer Mike, when he said that shit touched my heart, man. That shit, I was just like, yo, he's on real shit, man.
It was a reminder. Like, it's common sense shit that you know. But hearing him verbalize it in the context that he did. So basically, it was some hothead parent was like, these kids got to fight back. We got to stand up now, fight the system. All that good shit that feels good, right? And Killer Mike was like, okay, let me just ask you a question. Because I'm not against what you're saying. But let me just ask you. How many of y'all in here hunt? How many fish? How many shoot on a regular basis? How many can grow your own food? And with each question, the hands went down. There was fewer and fewer.
That one dude in the front row.
Did everything.
I said, bitch, you do everything, but you a resort motherfucker right there.
He did everything.
But you get no
hoes. Right. And Mike was like, yo, he said, until you can do all that shit, you ain't shit if you can't provide for your family. I thought about it. I was like, yo, if the shit went down right now, how many of us would still be around?
Nigga, my family would starve. I'd be the worst nigga in the world because A, I don't know how to hunt. B, I don't even like fish, so I only been fishing once in my life. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm pretty sure if it came down to my family survival, I could do it. And I could do it if it came down to my survival. I mean, I'd be like, for the first couple weeks and months, I'd be like, man, I'm not eating that fucking deer. I'm not doing it. No. Then, you know, after my the hunger pains get to you, I'd probably fucking be like your boy in The Revenant, nigga, just biting straight in the horse fucking guts, nigga. Like, ah, the protein. But yeah, man, I just.
And even if you can't fish and you can kill an animal, you still have to know how to prep it to cook.
Yeah.
Like, it's so basic, but I've never killed an animal. I went fishing once, and I fucked the fish up, and I haven't been fishing again
since. Oh, why about to say something else? Why about to say, whoa, it's all right. Whoa, you did what?
Fishing.
You fucked the fish up. Okay.
Yeah.
What? I know you went to the little private Catholic school. You got the crazy frat boy stories, man.
Yeah, we didn't go that far with it. You know what I'm saying? This is when I got sent to the fat camp. and I'm out there fishing, and I got bored, so I was swinging the motherfucking fishing rod left and right, and I hooked the fish in the eye. So when I pulled the motherfucker out, his eye was hanging out. And I was like, "Oh, that's gross as fuck," and I ain't been fishing since.
Oh man.
So I don't know that me or anybody that I know personally could survive if they just cut the shit off. It's like, fuck it, you black, we closing all the food grocery stores in your area.
He don't need food.
Yeah, you ain't got no option. Like, what the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah, Beezy probably got a box of MREs that he stole from some Katrina refugee.
Hey, he gonna be waiting on the food stamps. He gonna try to use the food stamps. I'm like, you ain't saving you here. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, you know. And this all came up because we're talking about another hashtag heaven member, another two hashtag heaven members, Terrence Crusher, and I don't know the other guy's name just yet.
One up in Charlotte. His name was. Well, that's since we fact checking on the show.
It. Yeah, we need to get it. I don't know what I was saying.
Get Check's name was like Malik something.
Yeah, Malik Scott.
There you go. See, look at that.
Malik Scott.
Keith Scott.
It's Keith Lamont Scott. I think that's where we got the L from. But it's getting tiring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how to react to this shit no more.
It's all right. Like, I mean, you might not agree with what Brother Polite be saying, but what he said this time really hit me. He said, when soldiers come back from Iraq or wherever, fighting the war and shit, they seen a man get blown up in front of them, they suffer from PTSD. He said, why don't they think black people suffer from PTSD from all the traumatic shit we see? We've seen just this year alone, at least, 5 or 6 black men murdered on the 6 o'clock news. We seen them take their last breaths. Like, damn, like that shit real. Like, no censoring. Now, you know, they used to blur shit out on the news. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? So, we've seen this over and over again. We've seen the justice system fuck over black people. Like, we was like, yo, we got to get this one. And it fucked us. So, don't you think we suffer from some kind of PTSD from just living? Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know that. There's two white guys out there talking about living in fear of just going home, not making it home that day for just living a regular life. I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? They might be scared of something. They scared of terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Terrorists all the way over in someone in the mountains and anywhere. But, you know what I'm saying? Black people, we deal with domestic terrorists too. They call the police. You know what I'm saying? We scared of them just like y'all scared of Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever the fuck it's called now. You know what I'm saying? We scared of goddamn police because them not terrorists right there. I mean, it just don't make sense.
This country was founded on the PTSD that we had. So when they brought slaves over here and families, they tear apart the families and they would lynch the strongest one and beat the strongest one and catch the runaways and destroy them and leave them hanging in the public square. Like, this is regular shit. To the point to where, last year, there was a couple that were eating at, what's the name of the seafood place that's got all the songs and fun atmosphere.
Rapjack, Joe's or something.
Yeah. They were eating there and they looked at the table mat and the table mat had a picture of a fucking lynching. Like, it's so ingrained in our history that they don't even think about it. They didn't even notice this shit. So when we see this shit, when we see Mike Brown laying in the street for fucking 5 hours, when we see people getting shot live on Facebook, the Facebook streaming, we see people get shot on the news and they show it and, like, you're getting desensitized.
Yep.
And because they've already shown that there's that trauma passes through the DNA, we have this reaction. It's visceral. It hurts. We see cops, we see flashing lights, and your ass gets tight for no reason. Mm-hmm. No, there's a reason, because historically that's how it was done. Policing is tied directly to slavery. Look that shit up if you want to.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to be a history lesson for you. But there's a reason behind the way we feel, why we feel like we feel. And it continues. There's cops are, our weapon is being black. So cops see black skin and they're heightened awareness and they end up killing us. Fuck mistakes. I don't give a fuck about the mistake. I can't come back from your mistake.
Exactly. Shout out to Dr. Bracer. I finally picked up on what he was doing. Because I was like, I was reading his post and he was talking about, you know, you order some food, the food ain't right, whatever, you send the food back. The waitress might spit in your food, you know, you alerting the manager, the waitress get fired, you know what I'm saying, you get a refund, a comp meal, but you live, you know what I'm saying, to tell the story. So he was just saying how when people at other sections of their jobs fuck up, like nobody dies behind it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, just you can die if you're a fucking coal miner, somebody make a mistake, but that's different. But yeah, you know, but I forgot where I was going with this.
Well, so what you're probably speaking on is what I've heard in conversations with some people here in Austin, is that the cop did this, the cop was feeling this way, whatever their racist intentions were, their intent were up, and they made a mistake, which is the same thing that this broad said, is that she meant to tase the dude. He's already being tased.
Okay, sorry. Let's talk about the two incidents. Yeah. First incident in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. The incident was the man, he was on his way from school, his car broke down in the middle of the road. So that's what he's doing.
Right.
Okay, now, same time, different cross, same side of town, the police respond to a call, they're responding to some call. So they got the sirens on, they flying, they going to wherever the call they got. On the way to the car, they run into this man whose car broke down in the middle of the road. They run up on him, throw the guns out on him, tell him to throw his hands up in the air, He walking back to his car, next thing you know, bam, bam, taser shots go off. He done been shot, you know what I'm saying? He laying in the middle of the road.
Right.
He didn't do nothing. Then 3 days later, you know, yesterday, story comes out, oh, he was high off PCP. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? First of all, you said PCP like it's fucking 72.
His motherfucker,
you
know, had Quaaludes in the car and shit.
Who the fuck? Exactly. The nigga, was he drinking Tiger Bone too? Goddamn.
Motherfucker had barbiturates and shit in there. Yes, he had his heart.
Right, stop. The nigga had some, you know what I'm saying? What,
fucking moonshine behind the seat.
Nigga had a little manila bag full of weed. Like, it was just ridiculous.
This shit was bad. They shot it right in his pocket watch. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing, man? And why is this always a story?
He had a monocle. He had a whole. He couldn't call for help because he had an old school telephone, man. He had, you know.
He was a magical Negro. I mean, he was reaching through a window that was closed.
He was driving a damn drop top with the diamond in the back, sunroof top. He was digging in the sink with the gangster lean.
Hey, man, look. Every time they shoot us, this is the story. Every Rodney King was high on crack. Every time we get beat down, we high. This is the same rhetoric that they use in the early 1900s to allow cops to carry bigger weapons. It's the same shit. Super strong Negroes and Mexicans are destroying cops and raping women. It's the same fucking rhetoric. It's the same shit. And here we are again. Now this motherfucker magically has PCP. Apparently somebody called in and said he was smoking something. Who gives a fuck? Who's this detailed dude calling the cops saying, yeah, there's a guy in the middle of the street. I don't know what he's doing. He's smoking something. Who the fuck is this good Samaritan motherfucker?
Why did you have him in his car, you asshole?
No, let's just call the cops because he's smoking something. Look, I don't know what it is.
All right, look, it's all right. I mean, yeah, no, my first inclination, if I see somebody in the middle of the street with they hood up, I'm not going to call 911. Like, hey, there's a guy in the middle of the road. I might call AAA for him. Like, hey, buddy, need some help. I'm not going to sit there. Just my first instinct is to call the police because somebody's car broke down the road.
Let's be completely honest. How many people have you passed by in your lifetime whose car broke down and you didn't do shit?
And thousands.
So what made this nigga decide, hey, let me call the cops because there's a black guy here. It is North Carolina. There's a black guy here who's looking suspicious because he's black and he's smoking something. Couldn't be a cigarette. I need to call the police. And then the police show up and he walking towards them because he's like, cool, I'm about to get some help. My car is in the middle of the fucking street.
That's in Oklahoma. That's the
guy. That's Oklahoma, my bad. And he hops out. He's like, my car is in the middle of the fucking street. And the cops roll up on him. Of course I'm turning around with my hands up.
Yeah.
What the fuck you want me to do? I go to my car to put my hands on the goddamn car and they shoot me. You tase me and then you shot me and oops, I meant to reach for the taser. Again, the same shit y'all did in Oakland with the BART situation. You meant to reach for the taser. Y'all don't know what the fuck the taser is? Ain't the taser on one side and the gun on the other?
Remember, one in Oklahoma that the cop, they had the little dude that was doing a ride along. And he was in the car with the police officer, the 70-year-old man.
That might have been Oklahoma, too. Oklahoma,
I grabbed the wrong gun, and you shot the man. And he, oh, my God.
Oops, shot him. Again.
Yeah, like, in North Carolina, they say this man, he was in the car waiting for his kid to get off the school bus. And he was in there reading a book, and the police was coming to do a warrant to somebody in that neighborhood. And an undercover cop said they saw him get out the car with a gun. And get back in the car with a gun. Now, it's a little thing called the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or whatever, and it says that the second one say, hey, you have the right to bear arms. It's not illegal to carry a gun in America. Am I right? It's all right.
Certain states have different rules.
Certain states have different laws, but North Carolina, you can carry that gun. You know what I'm saying? Period. So undercover runs up on the man. Hey, put your hands up. Oh, he got a gun. Shoots. Okay, this is one story I'm hearing. Mm. Now you said people saying he had a book. Some people saying he got a gun. Now a picture comes out. It's like, look, there's a gun right there. You can see it in the picture. Really? You know how easy it is to put a gun on the ground and you a cop? Come on, man.
There's a story circulating right now about a case in 2011 in St. Louis where a cop is seen placing a gun on somebody he just shot. There's recordings circulating right now where three officers shot somebody and they started to talk about planting evidence on the motherfucking victim. Like, this is what we do. This is how this country's done. But all these lily white motherfuckers, and I'm saying lily white motherfuckers, that's for you oblivious bastards who think that racism ain't happening, who think that this shit is dead. That's also for you, Cam Newton, you bitch. You motherfuckers are acting like, oh, there's just so many cases. Like, what's going on? This ain't new. We just have more reporters because there's more phones. We can get video. We can tweet the shit as it happens. None of this shit is new. It's not fucking new. So now we see this shit going on. Colin Kaepernick is allegedly the least popular NFL player in the league right now because he took a fucking knee. Fuck why he took the knee, but because he took a knee. I haven't heard shit from anybody but what, Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
I support Colin Kaepernick. Look.
Who said that? Jerry Rice?
Jerry Rice did a fucking 180.
Oh, okay. I was about to say he was just a motherfucker. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a 180. I support Colin Kaepernick. How about this? How about I don't give a fuck who stands with Colin Kaepernick? I want to know who's doing something about this situation.
Hey, Richard Sherman, man. He kept it real the other day.
Richard Sherman walked off the press conference.
He was like, I'm not asking no questions about football. He was just like, yo. He said, we're going to talk about something else here.
I just need one team to just not play.
All right. That'll never happen.
I need one team to not play.
I think they're probably the told. Look, but you got to think about it, man. Ain't the owners, them niggas still, the team owners, man, them motherfuckers ain't having it, bro.
There's no black owners in the NFL.
There's nowhere near a black owner in the NFL.
Like, I think maybe minority partnerships.
There's none at the table. I don't think there's none at the table. There's nigga. None at the table. You ain't no minority. Like, I want to know, like, bruh, I don't think, look, I'm trying to tell you, I bet you the owners are 100% white, nigga. Like, even the sub-owners, like, man, it ain't no nigga that's like a, man, shit, nigga. That's interesting. NFL is so nefarious. Nobody knows everything about NFL. Like, that shit, man, that's crazy. They ain't never took a fucking drop. And they complain, we can't pay everybody. It's harder to pay 53 people. Not when you make the most money of any sport in the world and you ain't never took a loss. Like, what?
Even when the shortened season, you still were good.
No. NFL never says, hey, man, we cutting jobs. We got to lay niggas off. Hell nah, man.
This shit is crazy, man. I'm so tired. And I'm here in Austin. And, you know, I've been posting. I used to, on my Facebook, have a select group of people that I would post shit from. Because I didn't want the conversation. Like, I don't post a lot of shit for conversation. I post shit because I want to see it and I want you to see it. That's it. I don't really give a fuck about your opinion on the shit.
Exactly. I'm like you, so right. I feel you on that.
So I posted something and it was talking about how the Supreme Court declared that it's not illegal to fire someone for having dreadlocks. It's okay. That's cool. That's fair game. I posted it and one of my white friends came and he was like, I don't think that this is racist. I just think it's stupid. And I'm like, that's like the definition.
Why is it stupid? I would ask him, why is it stupid?
No, he's like, saying that he thinks that the law is stupid.
That's what I'm saying. But why is the law stupid? Because it's racist. That's why it's stupid.
Yeah, that's like, and I didn't even respond because I was like, you know what? I'm going to let these people get them. You want to jump in here? Let them get them. And nobody said nothing. He deleted his comment. But I'm like, that's the definition of racism. Prejudice plus power equals racism. I don't like dreadlocks. I think they're dirty or they're not professional. Therefore, I don't have to hire motherfuckers with dreadlocks or I can fire your ass if you get them. That, by the letter, that's fucking racism. That's what it is. But the fact that you said it's stupid, like it's not stupid for me to keep working with this white motherfucker whose hair, he's balding. He got the cul-de-sac going on. It's okay. What was it? Early 2009 or 2008 when the messy white dude hairdo became a thing? And dudes are just waking up and rolling to work. That was cool. That was professional. That's okay, man. I'm just tired. And I have to catch myself because I want to eviscerate motherfuckers who comment and say stupid shit. And it's not, nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to be mad and typing. A dude, the other day, he was, one of my boys was talking about Colin Kaepernick. He was like, yo, Kaepernick protests, y'all up in arms, but now y'all quiet. These motherfuckers are dying. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And this dude was like, yeah, I would probably stand up and applaud if they would do something, you know. Imagine the difference it would make if Colin Kaepernick went into an underprivileged school and held that conversation. And I said, why the fuck do we have to reach out? We the ones being killed. The onus isn't on us for this shit.
Thank you.
We're not doing anything but dying. Why the fuck do I have to have a conversation? Why does my anger have to be palatable for you? I'm fucking mad and I'm tired of dying. Why do I have to come to you and sing Kumbaya and hold your hand? What the fuck is that about? Why do I have so many black professionals like Ray Lewis and Cam Newton out here looking like dumbasses, shucking and jiving on public TV?
Did you see Cam the other day?
Man, look.
That man was just like, I mean, yeah, things are wrong. He stood up. He was like, yeah, it is a lot of injustice going on out here. But at the same time, black people, we got to start with ourselves. I said, God damn it, Cam. How did you do that in the same fucking sentence? I was like, nigga, don't you get it? Like, it's a, man.
I was telling him.
I'm blaming shit was wrong with black people. But nah, fuck that. That shit is. It is something wrong with us. Like, you can't enslave niggas for 400 years. Fuck them up. Fuck them all kind of ways. And then you think you gonna fix that shit in 50 years, nigga? Like, stop, nigga.
You seen that video 50 years ago. It was, I think his name is James Webb. They were trying to, this is right before Bloody Sunday. They were marching down to the courthouse to pray. They wanted to go to the courthouse and pray and turn around and go back. And there's a white officer telling them, you're not gonna pray around here. You take your prayers back to your church. And he's like, well, will you pray can we pray together? He's like, no. He said, why can't we pray together? He said, because I don't think your prayers go anywhere above your head. He's like, well, can you pray for me? He's like, no, I don't want to pray for you. And he's like, don't you think that there's equality? And he's like, no, ain't no two things equal. Ain't no two peas in a pod. Nothing's alike. He's like, so if I have 25 cents and you have 25 cents, do you think your 25 cents is worth more than mine? He said, my 25 cents is worth what I want it to be worth. You buy what you want to buy with yours, and I buy what I want to buy with mine. Like, what the fuck? You are so angry and mad at black people for doing nothing. We haven't done shit. We haven't done shit. And we study get this pushback. We study being attacked. We study being profiled. Like, what else is there for us to do? And how many of you motherfuckers are going to keep shucking and jiving? And it's okay to be fucking mad and stand for some shit. Stop with this black on black crime bullshit. If I kill somebody today, I'm going to jail. That's how it works. I get locked up. That's how it works. I get caught, I get locked up, I go to jail. I don't need to protest. I'm tired, man.
Yeah, man. That's just how it is. So, look, man. Shit is fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying? This show gonna be short because we wanted to let y'all know. I mean, y'all know how we stand on shit, man. But you know, we got jokes sometimes. But it, like shit, it, like this shit right here, like it's like I don't know, man. What we got more? More cop killing black people? No Limit album releases? Like which one was more? Like goddamn, because it seemed like it's getting too many. Like police. Maybe we need to go to no guns for the police, but I mean, it's just too many guns out on the street now. We got too many guns. I just don't. What can we do about it? Like, this is what you created in America. Y'all wanted everybody to have access to fucking missiles and rocket launchers and grenade launchers, and I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
It's not even the guns though. Like, because we're still dying at a higher clip. It's the capacity for the thought that black lives ain't worth shit.
Yeah.
It's the very reason that we say black lives matter.
That goes without questions, all right? They don't give a fuck about a nigga. And this is my loser for the week, early loser. I was in a store the other day, so all right. Mm-hmm. I was at work. I was doing my little orders and shit. Some dude stopped me and was like, hey, with this bullet going, whatever. And I was just like, look, let me get somebody help because I don't know nothing about that. He said, well, I take it you don't own a gun then. I said, it's not safe for a black man to have a gun. He was like, why you say that? I said, man, you get killed. He said, oh, that's just a myth. I said, a myth?
God.
I said, have you not been watching the TV? And this was the day before the Charlotte, this is the same day the Charlotte shit happened. And so I was like, have you not been watching the TV? And then that shit, then he was just like, and I just walked off because I was just like, bruh, I need this little coin right here, man. I'm going to walk off because you about to really, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you what you want right now. But for you to call this shit a myth, I was like, a myth? Nigga, you know what a myth is? A myth is a fucking Bigfoot. A myth is Loch Ness Monster. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shit, a myth.
All my forecast listeners are 10 and under. You know what I'm saying? Mute the shit real quick. A myth is Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it muted. A myth is Christianity. Motherfucker.
Ooh, don't you start it. Hey. Hey, like Brother Polite said, he said, we don't know if some of these niggas existed, but, you know, we buy into the story.
If I don't even want to go down that path. I'm going to leave that alone. But it's starting to become clear that you can't save everybody. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't save everybody. And some of these motherfuckers don't want to be saved. Some of these cats think that they are on the other side of the track. You think you done crossed over. Ray Lewis... When that shit went down with Ray Rice, they reminded you how black you were. The first question was, you had your running the law. Well, how do you deal with this? It's not even the same. They immediately brought you back to that shit. And here you are on TV talking about it's not about race. Really? Shannon Sharp said this shit best. Okay, it's not about race. But if you want to know if it's about race, Cam Newton, look at your fucking timeline. That's all you got to do. Have a good game and look at your timeline. They will remind you that you a nigga. We looking at people right now, kids, you know, as they call them kids, I guess it depends on the color of the kid, if they're a kid or not. College age students. Mike Brown was a grown man. Ryan Lochte is a kid, so I don't know how this shit works anymore. But kids are in colleges on Snapchat putting shit on their face and saying it's good to be a nigga. Like, some of this shit is learned at home. And some of the shit is learned by their colleagues. Some of this shit is learned by your life space. Through your path in life. Racism ain't dead. These people still go and operate in ways that they don't have to deal with black people. They don't have to see. Like, there's still spaces where you don't have to deal with black people in real time except on TV. The reason I know is because I know some of them here in Austin who've lived that kind of life. Who came from small areas in Texas. When I went to see my dude's wedding, I was in his wedding, and we drove to the sticks of Texas. It wasn't even Austin. It's like an hour away from Waco. There's like one gas station in the town. There was maybe 350 people there. There were three black faces. Let me correct that. There were five black faces out of 350 people. And when it was time to eat and talk and chill, guess who was talking to themselves?
The five blacks.
And we all knew each other, so this wasn't a meeting. We knew each other.
Yeah.
But that was it. This shit happens regularly. So when I see this shit happen, and I've been watching my Facebook per usual, and I see no comments. Now, granted, I didn't see a lot of people talking about Colin Kaepernick's protest either. So I got a bunch of Facebook for fun motherfuckers on my timeline. But I didn't see anybody upset about the killings of Terrence Crutcher or Keith Scott.
Close. Yeah, there you go.
I haven't seen anybody talk about that. I haven't, you know, it's just frustrating, man. So when we got up to do this show, I knew we had to get on here and say something. We even got an outline, but I didn't know how it was going to go because I don't feel like fun and games. I'm fucking mad, yo. The fact that I want to go to tonight, there's a vigil in downtown Austin. I'm thinking about going, but the fact that I don't have my license because I lost my license. I got the paper license, the replacement, because I wouldn't go let the day pass without getting that shit. But I don't have my physical license. I don't want to go because I feel like when the shit goes down, if it goes down, that's how they're going to fuck me over. You don't have your ID. I got a paper ID. That shit's legal.
Nope. But, made that on your computer, sir.
Made it on your computer. It'll conveniently be torn or lost. We can't identify you. You've been in the system for 15, 20 days.
Doesn't look like you in this picture. This guy has an afro.
Well, it depended on the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on the day. It's all right. Might have an afro. It might have a mohawk.
Shit. The man weave.
But it's fucked up that I had to think about that shit. Because I know there's going to be heightened police presence there. And I'm not a small dude. I'm short. But I'm a fat motherfucker. I'm a big dude. So, hey, I'm threatening because.
Yep. That's a drawback being a big dude, man. They look at you first. Told me, man, my dog, now he was a big nigga. Like, he was about like 375. He was a big nigga. Like, hey. So, I mean, we walk in the club. We ain't even did nothing. All right, man. Don't start no trouble tonight, big man. God damn. We just walked in like, you don't even know how, you know, his demeanor or nothing. But anytime I went plays with him, it was always a problem. Like, niggas will start with you just because he was like, hey, don't start nothing tonight. I don't have no problem at you tonight. Yeah, just because he was big. So just imagine being white and seeing a big dude.
That's how it goes. It's like, for me, it's either one extreme or the other. Like, motherfuckers think I'm soft, so they'll just come up to me and start chatting to me about unicorns and shit. Mm. Or they think I'm extremely scary, so I see them clutch their purse and walk across the other side of the aisle or whatever the fuck the situation is. Or they'll come and ask me if I got drugs. Like, what the fuck, man? So going down here, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do it. If my wife was in town, I'd probably go with her. But she's not even in town, so I ain't even got nobody to give me no bail money. And I don't think I'm going to do it.
Hey, you just better put in your PayPal and be like, yo.
Send them. Yeah, I just have to put that shit on Twitter. Be like, yo, put some money in my books. I'm in here because I was protesting. Because I'm out having a vigil. Not even protesting. You out here crying and communing with black folks. Speaking of the minds and mourning. And who knows what happened. These motherfuckers in Charlotte right now. Did you hear about the cop shot the protester in Charlotte?
I heard somebody got shot. So I don't know if it was somebody that I didn't. Yeah, nobody knows who shot the bullet. It's a lot of stories going around, so right.
I'm going with the story that condemns the cops. Fuck
it. No, they were shooting tear gas and they was fucking downtown Charlotte up, man.
They said that the cop shot this dude point blank with a rubber bullet in the head.
God damn.
So, based on the context,
supposed to be in love.
Yeah, well, at close range, I mean, you can shoot a motherfucker with a staple and they might die.
Okay, yeah, that is a lot of.
So, that inertia is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it's a bullet. Like, could have been a beanbag, bitch. Like, why do you even have guns? Were there any guns present when the motherfuckers was protesting outside the Black Lives Matter rally?
Probably.
You think? No, I'm talking about when the KKK was set up outside.
Oh, man.
They had guns.
For the KKK protection, yeah.
Well said. Well said, man. It's just
you notice they don't ever like run the KKK off. They give them their little minute to speak, but let some black people, well, y'all didn't fill out the proper forms. Y'all didn't do this. Y'all didn't do that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's always something, man. They run you off, man.
Let's be even more correct with this shit. They've never run the KKK off.
Mm-mm.
Never.
And let them get up there and do their little thing, man.
No, I mean, like, okay, so the Black Panthers were killed or jailed to be disbanded. The KKK just switched jobs.
Yeah, they made them, they look, and they made them really go in and hide, and they had to go a little, they just couldn't be out there marching no more. They're like, yo, we just gonna have to meet in secrecy. You know,
motherfuckers became cops and judges and.
Yeah, we're going to have retreats. That's what we're going to call it.
This shit is bad, man. It's tiring, man.
Seminars. We know black people ain't going to go to no fucking seminar, pay no nigga to talk to them. That's when we do our dirtiness.
How are you dealing with, because I'm sure you've got some white friends that are cool, right? How are you dealing with them not saying shit?
Oh, I talk to them about it. I bring it up. You know me. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, shoot, you know, because you'll die these days. And they'll be like, yeah, you know, I see how uneasy they get. You know, the ones that's open to dialogue, we can go ahead and converse. But the ones that don't say nothing, then, you know, I could tell that some of them, like, right now, they didn't fucking fail back. They don't fuck with your boy like they used to. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess it's been a change in me. And maybe they see that and they just like, God damn, like he, you know, he ain't the little guy he used to be. So yeah, I don't know.
It's weird because like a lot of my interaction is on the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go to the gym, I go home. So most of the people I talk to are on the internet. So I see people use their social media for different shit. and I said this before on one of the other shows, that I don't expect everybody to be a social media activist. But when something like this happens, it should feel the same way as it did as when the fucking attacks in Paris. Pray for Paris. Pray for Boston. Like, y'all were all on that shit. I haven't seen anybody pray for black people.
No.
I haven't seen that. Pray for America. I haven't seen that. But I've had this person or that person, one of my friends, will come up in my comments or shoot me a DM and be like, yo, it's just so crazy. Don't do that shit in my inbox anymore. I don't have time for that. If you want to have the conversation, have it with the motherfuckers that look like you that are having the problems. They don't need to talk to me. I get it. I live it. And I don't really give a fuck that you feel bad if you're not willing to post it for everybody else. So I've got a homegirl that used to exclusively date black dudes. She lives here. She exclusively dated black dudes. She's got a white dude now. I haven't seen her in a long time. That has nothing to do with that. But upon noticing that, when she was dating a black dude before, when she jumped off of Mike Brown, she was in my inbox expressing concern and how she felt. I haven't heard shit. Like, so what changed in you that you don't even have the decency to say something to me, even if I'm going to tell you to fuck off? But it doesn't strike you the same now. You ain't posting nothing on your Facebook. You ain't saying nothing on social media. But you definitely sent me an invitation to come to some thing that you were doing. I'm just running out of patience. And I don't feel like being that black friend that's down for all the racial conversations and want to discuss all the nuances of what's racist and what's not. I'm not the one. Fuck out my face. That's where I am. Fuck out my face. I don't have the patience for that shit. So it's getting real tiring, man. And I don't know what we can do about it. Like, what do you do? What do you do, Jeremy? You have two kids growing up in this world right now. And at some point, Prince Germ is going to be driving, and at some point, he's going to be pulled over for driving. What do you tell him? How is he supposed to interact with police officers?
Man, I just, hey, comply. Like I told you, if I ever get pulled over by the police, this is why I might even tell him to do the same thing. As soon as the cop pulled me over, I'm going to say, sir, could you please put me in handcuffs for my safety and yours? You know what I'm saying? You know, anything out of that? I don't want my hands to be around. I don't want you to say I was reaching or nothing. Put me in motherfucking handcuffs, nigga. You can get my wallet out of my car. You can do all that shit. You can, hey, you get everything. I ain't touching a motherfucking thing. Because I don't want you to get, you know, you already on edge. Like, why are cops on edge so much, man? Why? Like, maybe they need a fucking psychological test. Because you shouldn't have to go, your job shouldn't be that stressful. Sorry. If it is, if you can't handle it, you don't need that job.
Absolutely agree. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, what would I do if I got pulled over right now? There was a story going around. I don't know if this is urban legend or if it's, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes these stories come out and it's just because of the moment. People make up shit. But there was a guy, apparently he was in court, and they ended up dismissing the charges or whatever it was. And the judge asked him, he said, did you have your license on you that day? And he said, yes. He said, well, why didn't you give it to the officer? He said, because I was scared for my life and I didn't want to get shot. So I wouldn't reach it for nothing. And they said, you know, you could hear a pin drop in the courtroom. Oh, like, that's a good story, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
So if I were to get pulled over now with my license, I would probably Facebook Live that shit. Hands on the steering wheel, keys on the dashboard, wallet on the dashboard, and I tell that motherfucker to get it himself. I'm not grabbing shit.
I ain't touching nothing. That's what I'm telling you. Take me out of the car, put me in handcuffs, sit me in the front of the car. You know what I'm saying? You go through that, do what you need to do. Then once this is over, you handcuff me, you let me go on my way. You know what I'm saying? No problems. Hey, I won't feel bad about being in handcuffs, my nigga. I'd rather be alive than for a mistake to happen. You get nervous because I would just, you know, fuck that shit. Mm-mm. No.
This shit is crazy.
Sorry.
It's so weird that you have to feel like for that moment in time, you have to swallow every bit of manhood that you have and be the meekest, mildest bitch in the world just so you can live to the next stop.
Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this motherfucker 25 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, fuck you.
Man, like, I told the story before, I won't tell it again, but when I had that happen, that's how I felt. I was like, I've got to do nothing but answer this motherfucker's questions because I'm already outside the vehicle. I don't know if I'm gonna make it back in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is looking at me, staring down. He got glasses on, so I can't even see his eyes. He's holding my license. He got one hand on his hip. You know what I'm saying? He already ready. He asking me questions. They ain't got shit to do with shit. And I've got to answer because I got my wife with me and I'm outside the car. Mm. If there's anything I'm protective of, it's my wife. I don't play that bullshit.
That's what's up.
So, like, what are you supposed to do as a man in this country? As a black man in this country? How are you supposed to deal with this shit? How many times are we going to allow the motherfuckers to kill us before we do something? And I don't know what that something is, because Killer Mike said it perfectly. If you can't feed your motherfucking family, you ain't shit. You part of the system. Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Mm. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm interested in hearing from the young folks. We got a lot of the young folks that listen to the show. I'm interested in hearing what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Because from what I'm being told, I had a conversation the other day. I'm being told that, hey, it's not the same for these young kids. They don't trip off the same shit. Niggas not a problem. They don't, ain't no racism with these young kids.
Yeah, they it's all a harmony.
We spent way longer on that than I thought we were gonna spend. How much of this outline are we gonna get into?
I mean, get in whatever, man. I guess do we need to talk about the Meek Mill game beef? Did you listen to any of your songs?
I ain't listen to any of the songs because it's Meek Mill. Like, if it was B-Eazy versus Meek Mill, B-Eazy wins.
Damn,
there's nothing about Meek Mill.
BZ did drop that hot 16 way back when.
You did too.
What?
You dropped the hot 16. There's nothing about Meek Mill that I like. So the fact that Meek Mill and Game are beefing, and the fact that they went to Wendy Williams show, Game went to Wendy Williams show, like, fuck out of here.
Nigga said he fucked Chloe, Kim, and Blac Chyna.
That's what Game said.
Yes.
And this is why, you know, she made the reference that it's kind of it's reminiscent of the East Coast West Coast beef. Look, rappers were beefing before Biggie and Pac.
Yeah,
it just didn't end in bloodshed. Beef is part of the damn game.
Yes, that's what it is. I'm better than you. That's what it is, man. Like, rap is a competitive sport.
Every time there's beef, doesn't mean someone's gonna die.
Yes,
it doesn't. It's good to have beef sometimes.
Well, you know, Game did say he was going to slap the shit out of Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to fight him. And, you know, he released 92 bars, and he kind of went to Meek a little bit. And then so Meek came back with the he came back with an answer in the Ooh remix. It was, I forgot what the name of it was. But yeah, I think it just called it the Ooh remix. But it was him on Melly, and he even had Beanie Sigel on it. Now, Meek Mill, if you're a battle rapper that everybody say you are, you are the worst. You don't know how to battle rap on wax. I mean, you might can rap in person against a nigga, but on wax, you suck. Because one, you keep picking the wrong niggas to beef with. Like, Game, say what you want to about Game. Game can rap. Like, he can rap. He got bars. And you barked up the wrong tree with them. And then you recruited niggas to help you on your album. Like, you don't, why did you get O'Malley and Siegel? Siegel didn't say too much. But then, Game, fuck, man, Game, man, he just uppercut Siegel for no reason, man. Whatever Siegel said in that song, he was just like, something about a 3-hour flight, he'd be out there in Cali in a minute, and then he said something, don't make me come out of retirement. So then Game started going in on Siegel, talking about some Jay told you to throw up the rock, not smoke it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end.
Yeah, man. Like,
go back in hiding, bro.
Yeah, man. You gotta listen to it. It's pretty funny. So, right, if you got 10 minutes to waste of your life, you know, 12 minutes, you know, check it out. All three songs. It's on Happy Afro.
God damn, so Meek Mill gonna be screaming.
No, he's actually not screaming on this album. That's the, and I think that's why I was like, why Meek Mill ain't screaming? Like, he usually screams on album. Why he not screaming?
And you know, it's music news, so we had to talk about it. So
yeah,
whatever.
This is where comedy. A comedy podcast. A
comedy podcast. We, you know, that sometimes.
Fuck Pie Bean. Fuck Pie Bean.
Hey, man. We haven't really gotten into the NFL talk like this season at all, for real. Yeah. I just want to say that the Rams got me for another week. They were playing playing for my heart, like fucking loving basketball.
I told you, man. I said, watch, man. I said, they're going to win this week just because.
And they did. And they won. Not only did they win defensively, they played crazy.
Yeah.
I said, these motherfuckers, what the hell happened? It's like a whole new team. The offensive hey, look, still suck.
I called my dog to play for the Rams and said, yo, man, my dog is a diehard Rams fan. He said, y'all got to win or he jump the ship, man. Oh, he said, man, don't worry, man. I got you.
I appreciate it, man. Now, I don't know. What, if they re-sign Fish for this three-year deal, if it's actually official, I might be out, bro. I can't see committing to losing like that.
Listen, listen. That means nothing. He can get fired at the end of this year. Means nothing.
Hey, I NFL hope
deals mean nothing. That's just like, hey, that's the most underhanded bullshit ever, man. Like they're like, yo, all you gonna really get is this guaranteed money. For that, man, nah, you know, come on, we cut you at any time.
You know what? I did see the season two. They were talking about the most active wins, the most wins of active coaches. This motherfucker is second.
Only because he's been coaching for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, that because he's been coaching since like 1990 or some shit.
Yeah.
So that's why. But the fact that he's even on that list is crazy to me because you only had like 6 winning seasons.
Hey, bro, listen. You win 8 games a year for 20 years. That's 160 wins, man.
He didn't win yeah, that's true. But he didn't win 8 in the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like he just piling up shitty fucking wins, man. That's all.
But I think he had 2 seasons where he won like 10 or more games with the Titans. And everything else has been mediocre. Yep. Them numbers are probably wrong, but I know what ain't wrong. Fuck Fish. That's what I say. As far as the NFL goes, man, it's a lot of injuries. Like, if you're playing fantasy this year, how's the fantasy league going?
Hey, man, fantasy league's going great. I'm 2-0. You know, that's all that really matters. But, yeah, man, shout out to fucking Faraji, man. His team got decimated this week. Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin, and Amir Abdullah, nigga. I said, yeah.
Shit. First of all, how do you have all 3?
That's why I said he had all 3 of them, and all 3 of them went down. I was like, damn.
So what do you do? Peterson's going to be gone for about 3 weeks.
No, 3-4 months.
Is it 3-4 months now?
Yes. He opted for the surgery.
Oh, shit. So you got to sit on that one, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't let him go.
I dropped him in my other league because I was like, that's all the fantasy season. 3 months? That's 12 weeks.
That's 12 weeks. Yeah, you got it. So then, Martin, how long is Martin out?
He out for about 2 to 3 weeks, or 2 weeks.
So you got to sit on Martin.
But it's a hammy. That's a hammy, so, you know, them things.
It's going to be 4 weeks. 5 yeah. weeks. It's not going to be right. He ain't going to hit his stride until, like, week 7. And then, how long is Abdullah out?
Abdullah, they say they put him on injury reserve, so.
Oh, so he got to sit out to week 8 anyway.
Yeah, 8-10 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I think with the new bargaining agreement, if you're on the IR, you got to wait at least 8 weeks. To week 8 halfway through the season. So fuck. Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Unless he pull out some savvy ass trades, he's done.
Yeah, but he just traded for Eddie Lacy. Traded Larry Fitzgerald for Eddie Lacy. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
That's why I said why. Because he needed a running back, I guess, but
Lacy don't count.
That's why I was fighting.
Yeah, I couldn't play. I'm glad. This is one season I'm really glad I'm not playing fantasy. Cause these injuries are fuck. They a motherfucker.
Hey man, that's part of the game, man.
How many people picked up Sam Bradford after that game? Everybody.
I think Sam Bradford's still in the free agent pool.
Wow, I'm shocked with that one. He had a decent game, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
He's still a free agent.
God damn. Speaking of football, let the people know what's going on with the Gladiators this year.
Yes, sir. Gladiators, man. We got our first scrimmage Saturday coming up. In the first game of the season, we're playing Levy Park. I feel real good. My quarterback is fucking awesome, man. I swear to God, man. Hey, he did some shit yesterday at practice, man. I mean, goddamn. I was speechless. I was like, it was a fucking Aiden show. And that nigga, man, that little joker there, he go, hey. He gonna have to at least score like 3-4 a game. The way he playing, like, man, oh my gosh, man, like, shit is amazing, bro. So yeah, I'm really excited. Got a good feeling about Tuesday night. Just, you know, hopefully we, you know, hey, keep this good feeling going, man. Cause the team, you know, I got a good offense this year, good strong 11. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel good about it. Feel good.
I heard that we have an anonymous backer get them all Yeezy cleats for the season.
Yeah. All Yeezy cleats. Everybody stunting out there, you know.
So y'all got to win if y'all got any Yeezy cleats. That's all I'm saying. Y'all got to take it to the top.
He funneled some money from the legislation, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got all new equipment. We got a team bus. We living it up, man. Thanks, GQ Blue.
Hey, GQ is Mr. Hotep, ain't he?
Hey, man.
He was like posting spirituals and shit lately.
Hey.
GQ is the Hotep now. I thought it was me. That motherfucker's borrowed the sandals and the beads.
Yes, sir.
He always got on the dashiki on Snapchat. I'm just saying. That's the new boho.
With all the got dough. Afro now. Is it blue and grew an afro?
Took him 2 seconds. Like a chia pet. Just proud it out, man.
At the PhD afro, you know, the nappy shit, you know, them PhD niggas.
That's how you supposed to have do no it. Edge.
Yeah, they have no edge up in the nappy fro.
That's how I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, props to Don King, you bitch. Don King's a bitch. Did you hear that shit too?
Yeah, what did you do?
So this motherfucker, the crux of his statement was that you still a nigga. Now, I don't know how that's supposed to help you vote for Trump, but that's what his statement was.
What?
So he was in there in church. He's introducing Trump. And he said, you know, I was telling Michael Jackson that if you could dance, you're just a dancing Negro. And if you got money, he said, and I would have used the N-word. If you got money, you're just a rich Negro. And if you can play ball, you just a ball playing nigga. I mean, Negro. He's like, you're still going to be a Negro. So I was like, what the fuck is the point of this shit? And of course, the white people behind him, even one of the Coon brothers back behind him was laughing. And I'm like, you know what, Don King is, at one point, all eyes was on Don King when Mike Tyson was hot.
Yep.
Now we're looking at these motherfuckers, and I don't know who these black people are. I have no idea. Even your boy Obama said some shit the other day that made me look at the screen crazy. If you don't vote, he takes it personal. He takes it as a mark against his legacy. Nigga, you didn't do nothing for us.
Nigga, exactly. Nigga, fuck out of here.
What the fuck are you talking about? You didn't do, like, we voted for you. You didn't do shit for us. The fuck are you talking about, man?
Fuck you, Obama.
But anyway, man, TV Talk, did you finally get into Atlanta?
And I put this on the list just to be easy. Nope, still ain't watched that shit.
Jesus Christ, man. You loved Atlanta. What happened?
I had time to watch the show, man. My life is busy right now, man.
That's true. You got football on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to catch up on Eric tomorrow, man. You know, I bought Madden, you know, day came out and shit. You know, first time in, like, forever. So, I've been trying to get into Madden, you know, get my Madden game back. I got Xbox Live now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My life is just... It's busy, man. It's hectic, man. I just can't do everything.
What'd you think about Madden this year?
I mean, it's a bit much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bit much. You know, it's all the little, the tackle fighting and shit. And you know, I was like, God damn, nigga. Like, what happened to just playing football, my nigga? Like, this shit's like Mortal Kombat for real. Like, oh my God, man. This shit's fucking nuts.
Have you figured out how to turn off the auto juke yet?
No. So it's an auto juke.
Yeah, so if you're running, you ever notice why your dude does a spin move all of a sudden, a stiff arm all of a sudden, or some shit? So you might have already turned yours off.
Oh, okay.
My shit was on, and I couldn't figure out. I thought it was a controller, nigga. I was about to go through extreme measures to figure out how to use my Xbox controller for the PlayStation. Because every time I was running, he was just spinning and juking. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So, oh, you got a PlayStation?
Yeah, I got both. But I got the Madden on the PlayStation because the PlayStation is in the office, and that's where I'm usually at when I'm working. So I play PlayStation when I work. But that's not important. but it had the fucking auto juke on there, and it was fucking me up. But anyway, Madden, I feel the same way I felt the last three times I said I wasn't buying it. I shouldn't have bought it. It should be a rental.
Nah, I mean, return. You got to buy it for the culture, man. You got to buy it for the culture, man.
I don't need that for
you
the culture.
You got to have Madden at your house, all right. It's just a man law. That's
I don't have friends, so I don't need that law.
It's all right, but still, you're still a man. You still buy Madden every year.
I'm not buying it next year, I tell you that shit.
Man, you got to, like, listen, man. Only, like, it's just, you buy Madden, you buy 2K, and you buy, like, Call of Duty, and you buy a fighting game, whether it's Tekken, Mortal Kombat. Got to be, like, them man games, right?
I'm probably like, missing, just, yeah, I'm missing all of those. I'm not buying a new 2K because for what? I don't play basketball like that. I'm like the season games like that. I'm only good for a while and then I don't play them anymore. So I
2K fun. Well, you don't have any friends, so I get it.
Yeah, so I'm not playing basketball with them motherfuckers. I will be buying wrestling because I buy it every year. That's about the only game that I'm down to buy every year. I buy the shit every year. That's my fighting game. But I don't even play it. I don't even play it like you're supposed to. Like, I just go ahead and use creative wrestlers and just roll through it. Like,
so you don't create a wrestler and build them up and all that?
Nah, I don't do none of those game modes. I just download people's creative wrestlers or create a few wrestlers and then I run my federation. So I don't know. I'm just weird like that. You did see Power?
Yeah. I watched Power. It's my Saturday night ritual.
We got one episode left, huh?
Yep, one episode left, man. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but they're going to do something.
Ghost is an asshole.
He's an ass.
This was the official he's an asshole episode. Like, Tommy said that shit with so much heart. He said, this time, motherfucker, I need you to choose me. And I'm like, it's about time you said that shit, Tommy. Thank you.
Yeah, Tommy said, I told you this nigga was going to kill me if you keep fucking with him. Now I had to, you know what I'm saying?
He's like, so please. I'm like, man. Pick me, motherfucker. Pick me. And that was it.
So you think Tommy was for real when he went there and said, we got to kill Ghost?
I think so. I think Tommy's at his... Like, look, if you constantly been treated as second fiddle, and you still picking the person that you chase, it's like an abusive relationship. You killed your girl for this dude. For trying to kill him, right? For trying to save y'all. You killed her. This motherfucker's still trying to get about the game. So now you're like, yo, I just need you to pick me. And then he's like, yo, here you go. Murder. So it's got to go. So I'm interested to see what happens with the last episode.
Yeah, man.
But you want to give your winners and losers so we can get the fuck about it? Oh, you got to keep 100.
Oh, yeah, man. Keep 100 this week, man. White people, man. Stop trying to feed people food. And you trying to hand people food in your bare ass hands, okay? You're not the Pope. I'm not eating at your motherfucking hand. Case in point, story, this man at work yesterday was cutting up some fucking deer sausage. He gonna try to hand me a piece of deer sausage in his bare ass hand. Now, mind you, this man grabs his nuts maybe 70 times a day. So I'm pretty sure he grabbed his nuts before he cut up his fucking sausage. And he was like, oh, that big on sausage? I'm like, nah, man, I'm good, man. You know. This motherfucker, like, look. And then there's another dude at work. He'd be like, yo, you want some trail mix? I'm going to take all the almonds out. You know what I'm saying? He takes all the almonds out. And he'd be like, yo, you want these almonds in his hand? I'm just like, no, I don't want them fucking almonds, nigga. Like, are you fucking crazy? Like, so listen, man. Stop trying to do that shit, man. I mean, goddamn. That shit just pissed me off.
Jesus Christ. You work with some savages, bro.
Straight Vikings, man.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with people, but that's a good keep 100, man. You got your winners and losers week. You already gave a loser.
Oh, my winner this week, man, GQ Blue and Louisville Cardinals, man. Y'all kicked the shit out of Florida State Saturday. Lamar Jackson, y'all beat their ass 63-20. It was 63-10 in one time, so all right. I was motherfucking clowning, nigga. I've never seen a big-time school down by 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So that's the most embarrassing loss in school history, and I love it. Motherfuckers around here shell shocked. I love this shit, man. I love it.
I feel like most of the top 10 teams lost in the last 2 weeks, right? Like, there's a lot of people went down out of top 25.
I mean, yeah. To unranked teams. That's because of the matchups. Yeah. They doing a lot of early season matchups. You know, before everybody getting conference play, you know, you're gonna get a little moving and shaking in the polls.
Man,
conference play start like, you know, this week, next week, you know, so you ain't gonna see too much.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. I ain't got no winners and losers because fuck the world, man. We fucking up right now, man. But this has been another episode, Frocast episode 226, with your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, yesterday, and forever. And we didn't do shout outs this week because y'all know who we are, the usual suspects, man. Shout outs to y'all, you know, props to y'all. We got some new drops. Hopefully y'all be hearing them over the next couple weeks. And we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.